Blog Talk Radio.
Baby!
shabop, my baby. Shabop, shabop.
Hello, stranger. It seems so good to see you back again. How long has it been?
Seems like a mighty long time. Shabop, shabop.
A mighty long time. Oh, I'm so glad you stopped by to say hello to me. Remember that's the way it used to be. Ooh.
It seems like a mighty long time.
Versatile Radio, Sunday Night Oldies.
Can't you Looking in. Eric is alive.
That's your favorite host on the air at Versatile Radio tonight. You're here with Mr. Carlos Trejos, myself, Mary Fisher, Eric Bush, and Shorty, Eddie Carlos, and Sandra that are joining us. We also are going to have Angel Baby. He'll be joining us in just a couple of minutes, and we're going to get we're actually going to have, you know, a little bit of an in-depth type of an interview with him so you guys can, you know, get a little closer look at his history and, you know, where he's been, how he got to where he's at now. And basically, you know, he's going to give you a little preview of what happened down that road. So you guys stay tuned. We have our chat room open. So you guys are more than welcome to join us in the chat room. You also can... give us a call at 347-215-7698 anytime during the show if you guys want to either talk to any of us or talk to Mr. Angel Baby himself. So we'll be right back. And can you guys hear me okay? Let me do like a sound check with my team here. Can you guys, can everybody hear me okay?
Yeah,
I can hear you.
Right back versus our radio. The second chance.
back. Freestyle.
Radio. We're having just a couple of issues here in the studio, but let's see. Can you guys hear me okay? We got my co-host. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes, you're fine.
Okay, we have a little bit of a feedback issue I can hear in the background, so somebody needs to turn their radio down. Okay. All right, Carlos. Mr. Trejos, can you hear us okay?
Mr. Carlos.
All right. Versatile Radio, we'll be right back. We have Mr. Angel's baby on the line with us, and we're going to bring him on just right after this.
Man, it's nice that the rain is over with, man. You know what I mean?
Most definitely, yes. Let's tell everybody where what part of the California you're actually calling in from today.
I'm right here, Riverside, California.
Yeah.
Simon. We're cracking like with the versatile crew.
That's right. There you go, right there. You know, listen, this is, you know, this is an honor to have you on the show with us tonight, and, you know, there's so much that we can actually interview you about. speak to you about, but unfortunately, you know, it's only a two-hour show, and we do, you know, want to get some oldies in between the segments. So basically, I want to start off with
oldies forever, eh? Oldies forever.
Yeah.
Same one.
Right.
That's what's up. I'll do forever.
Let's talk about real quick what went down yesterday. You were at an event, right?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, sorry about that. Yesterday, I know I was supposed to give you guys a buzz, but man, we're having such a good time. Chicano legend, sax player, the original Zoot Suit guy for Tierra, man, Bobby Navarrete.
Yeah.
We had a band. Yeah, we had a benefit for him right here in Corona, and man, it was just like guys from the Midnighters were down there, guys from Tierra were down there, guys from Cannibal.
Right? Mr. Willie G, did he join you guys also?
No, he wasn't in there. But Jimmy Espinosa was in there.
Uh-huh.
We also, Robert Zapata from Cannibal and the Headhunters, and man, there was a lot of special guests in the house, man. We're helping raise some money for the homie right there, man, because Bobby Navarrete himself, he's been playing the sax for so long that it's kind of messed up his teeth, and in order for him to keep on playing, he needs to get some dental work done, or otherwise he's got to stop playing. Like right now, he has to stop playing the sax, and that's part
wow.
of his livelihood. Yeah, that's part of his livelihood right there. That's a big part of his livelihood. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's how he makes it. He's making ends meet that way, you know? So,
yeah.
Well, that's awesome. You guys have this as a benefit for him, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 100% of the proceeds went directly to him. We had a really good time out there, man. Everybody was dancing, smiling, and, you know.
Was Angel Baby doing the Angel Baby?
I was getting my boogie on, girl. I was getting my boogie.
Yes.
Elbows up, side to side.
Hey, get your boogie on, man.
Okay, well, yeah, we just, thank you. You know, like I said, you know, at least, you know, you were able to join us today. And, you know, we're very, very honored to have you on the show with us, Mr. Rodriguez.
Thank you, man. Thank you. I like the groove that you guys got going right there, right? You know.
We try to keep it versatile, you know what I'm saying? But, you know what, we always got to, you know, play them oldies. And, trust and believe, 90-some percent of our listeners are also your listeners. So, you know, we try to keep them oldies. You know, we can't touch what you do, but, you know, we try to keep it live, keep it going, you know what I'm saying?
It sounded good to me. I was kicking back, getting my groove on right here.
Yeah. All right.
We'll be doing that, everybody. We'll be doing that.
Thank you.
I like it.
I'm glad you do. So I hope you get to join us, you know, whenever you can. I want to start this interview off, Mr. Rodriguez, with talking about when you were an adolescent, okay? Growing up, getting into this whole music industry and radio. Can you tell us how that developed? When you were coming out of your adolescence, or where you were at, what exactly happened?
Man, it was it's all been God's plan. It's God's plan himself, man. Growing up, I was never really trying to get into radio or any entertainment business at all. You know, I was kind of lost, having fun on the streets with everybody. You know what I mean? The ladies and the homies having a good time, eh? But, you know, when I first moved out here to Riverside, I found Radio Aslan by accident, and I loved what they were pumping.
How was that?
When I got my first place out here in Riverside, you know, I was just flipping the stations around, and I heard a speech. I heard Mr. Blue, actually, Mr. Blue, who does our 10 o'clock hour, he was actually playing some Chicano speech. And when I heard it, it kind of just sparked me, you know. I heard some stuff that I had never heard in my life, you know what I mean, about our gente, about how we're growing up, how we get stuck in, you know, screwing up, you know what I mean, how society keeps us down, you know what I mean. I learned all kinds of stuff that I never knew in my life. So when I first started listening to Radio Aslan, like I say, Mr. Blue, I used to check him out every week, man, and it kind of just it sparked me big time, you know.
Radio Aslan, way back in the days, right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. How old were you at that time, if you don't mind?
How old was I? I was, I don't know, maybe about 5 or 6. No, I'm just kidding. It was some time ago. It was like 20 years ago. It was like 20 years ago because I've been with Radio Aslan for 20 years, you know. I've been down with them for 20 years. And actually what happened was after I found the station and I loved listening every week, by accident, I ran into the program director at a 99-cent store, you know, it wasn't by accident. God put it together, you know. That's why I say this is all his plan. You know, I ran into him at the 99-cent store. You know, I was like, man, you guys put on a great show. He invited me down to the station, and from there on, I started training with them and going. It's a lot harder to get in there now, but at that time it was open to community people and they opened the door to me and took me in and started training me.
Right,
yeah. I just put my time and dedication in. I moved out here right down the street from UCR from the station. So God had his plan. Took me in there. I put my time and dedication in training. I used to do the news with them. I used to read dedications with them. We had 2 o'clock spot opened up in the middle of the night, and I've been rocking that ever since.
And your baby, I remember watching you on Charter Cable. You used to have those commercials on there.
yeah, my TV show, yeah. Doug. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, everybody out there in TV land? Remember that, man?
Exactly. And, you know, I never had really the proper training, man, but.
But it was cool, though. You know what? Because it was real, you know? It was real.
It was like, definitely right, real, man. It was definitely real.
Yeah.
100%, man.
Right.
And that was another part of God's plan, man. I had a good friend of mine, Geronimo, who used to come down to the Radio Aslan, and he was on me for probably about a good 8 months. Angel Baby, you got to come out to do some TV out in L.A. with this friend of mine's show. Once a month, we want you as a guest, and I kept passing it up, because I just never thought TV was me, or, you know, I don't know, but anyways, when I finally got down there, they put me on live, and man, I was doing TV out in East LA for a good 4 years, brought it out here to the Inland Empire, and we kept it going probably for about 8 years, and we're doing that show. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, you plan on going back on TV?
You know, I've had the plan in my head to start to do my television show again. I do have still some of the same outlets, and now with the internet, man, you know, I was actually thinking about doing it up live on the net, but you know, I just got to make the time myself, man. But the thought is still there, and of course, with everybody doing everything like you guys doing Versatile Radio. You know, I would love to be able to do my television show again, take the cameras in everywhere, and
Let's do it.
There we go.
It's in the works. I'm gonna put it back together, man, and we'll definitely go down there and take some cameras in there and have some fun too.
Yeah, we can do that. We can do that.
Yeah,
sounds like a plan.
All right.
Hey, anyway.
The majority of your work in radio has been a lot of volunteer work, correct?
Yeah, well, with Radio Aslan, it's all volunteer, you know, and a lot of the community service out there too, a lot of different programs, unity programs and whatnot. I get out and help out wherever I can, you know.
Sure. What about okay, along the way, you know, as you're doing radio, as you say it, I know that you've collaborated and worked with a lot of artists, well-known artists. Is there anybody specific that you remember working with or that, you know, that's a highlight as far as coming back in your work?
Sheesh, I think... All the time is still a highlight to me, you know. When I first met Brandon Wood, man, that was an honor to me, you know. My Captain Marky Star of Lakeside, you know, when I first met him, and then working with Chicano Hip Hop, man, when I first started helping out some of the gente get their music played, it's always
You know, it even to this day, everybody I meet, all the new people I meet, it's beautiful, man. It's beautiful, you know. I was backstage with Evelyn Champagne King a couple of weeks ago, you know, chopping it up with her and chopping it up with the guys from the Originals also, seeing Baby I'm For Real. So it's, I wouldn't say it's just one person. I'm still really honored to be knowing these people on first name basis. And every time they see me, they always start singing Angel Baby. You know, it's a trip.
I tell you,
it's a trip, man. Big time, you know. I'll give some of these guys a call for different business that we're doing here and there. And a lot of time, when I would answer the phone, man, they'll start singing Angel Baby to me, and it's like, wow. What a trip, you know what I mean? To get these
That's
legends
right.
singing to me.
Angel, baby, they ever catch you on a bad day, and you're like, oh, like, I haven't heard that every day for the past 20 years.
No, man, my little heart still keeps beating, man. I love it, bro. I love it.
Mr. Eddie Carlos, is there anything that you want to get at Mr. Angel Baby with?
You know, you were talking about Geronimo just a minute ago, and I remember back I think it was a group called Redbone, or maybe he was from War, but there was a guy named Geronimo. I was just wondering, was there any connection?
No connection, but Redbone, I have had the pleasure of meeting some of the fellas. One of the members was Indian Joe. He actually came down and performed at our food drive, man. I put on a big food drive every year to help get some food together for Thanksgiving for the peoples. And Indian Joe of Redbone came on down, donated his time probably about 4 or 5 years ago, and he came and rocked our stage. We put this on right here at Castle Park. We're actually going on our 11th year this year. Yeah.
All right. Hey, listen, Eddie Carlos, real quick, turn your radio down. We're getting the feedback from your line.
Is it better?
Yeah, that's a lot better. I apologize. Go ahead.
I remember back in the days down on Madison, right by the freeway there, I think it's like a Bally's now or something, but there used to be a bar called Big Mama's, and they used to be there a lot. You know, I was
Big
kid,
Mama's!
I know my popcorn is Big Mama's. And the Redbone would be there. He said they would set the club down, and they would still be there till 6 o'clock in the morning, and they would get sold back. Yes, you know.
That was a pool hall, right? Big Mama's?
Yeah.
I think it was a big pool hall, yeah. It was a big pool hall.
I shot some pool there back in the days myself. Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. Oh, man. That Big Mama's, that was the spot back in the days, man. 90s?
You got Mr. Sejo's reminiscing now because he missed
You got me nostalgic over here. I love it.
I've been a few times to a club in right there on the east side called The Vibe when you've you promoted it and done some things. How does that work out with the promotions? Is that something that you're going to keep doing?
Yeah. I'm doing they lock me in to do every second Saturday, bro. I'm doing every second Saturday of the month up in there, man. We're like, this coming Saturday, we're going to be right there. I got live band, DJ. We bump all these old school freestyle funk. We even bump some new stuff, man, and everybody comes down and has a really great time, man. And we're gonna be telling,
you give out some gifts in the end, and
oh yeah, yeah, we give out
time.
Some. Oh yeah, last month, man, we did like a hickey contest, man. We had some people out there sucking neck right in front of the stage.
Wow,
hickey contest.
Wait,
this thing called the hickey contest. What's going on with this thing? Because that sounds pretty interesting.
I got some friends of mine with the Herrera Group, man. They sponsored our contest, and being that it was Valentine's weekend we were celebrating, we wanted to see who could give the best hickey, and the gente came up and started sucking neck right there, man. It was cool. It was crazy.
Did
cool.
They suck your neck, Angel? Did they have to
cut your neck? No, man. I think they were on each other, man. But I believe there was a few I wouldn't have minded have getting mine on, you know?
I bet. Well, speaking of The Vibe, I just want to let everybody know, all of our listeners, if you guys have not been there, Angel Baby, why don't you throw the address out right quick. But let me let you know that the Versatile Radio crew, whoever, you know, can make it, we are going to definitely be there. We are also, we're making this, where I grew up in the city of Moreno Valley, it's a neighborhood thing. So a lot of the hints that I went to school with, a lot of my homeboys and my homegirls, we're going to meet up there at the Vibe and, you know, right there with Mr. Angel, maybe. So let's give everybody the address to that location there.
The actual address.
It's on University.
It's on University Avenue.
It's across the street from the Rite Aid right there.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Across the street from the Rite Aid. Chicago and University. Chicago is the nearest cross street right there. You know, there's a big old lit-up sign up there that says The Vibe, man. It's a cool little spot. We rocked it all last year every second Saturday, and doing it again. It'd be great to have you guys come on down, hang out, and get your boogie on with us.
Yeah.
I don't want to leave the place with hickeys, though, you know?
we'll be doing something different. That was the Valentine's thing. Who knows what we come up with next? You know,
I'm gonna be there Valentine's. I gotta check this out.
Yeah, each month we have a good time.
That's great. Right. That's
you know,
man.
One of the songs we actually
it's the only time I left the club with beer and nuts.
What was that, dog?
I won the club.
I heard beer and nuts.
Hold on.
My address on the Vibe is 1805 University Avenue. That's
thank
the Vibe, 1805.
Oh, what? Mr. Bush, bam, from left field.
Is that Mr. Bush?
That's Mr. Bush. That's Eric Bush. That's my other co-host. And, you know, he's a little shy.
Mr. Doozit, baby. Mr. Doozit, baby.
That's the
name
right there.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing there, Mr. Bush?
AKA
I'm doing wonderful.
That's the Doozit. If you ever heard the Doozit, that's something you might want to look into, the Doozit.
Look it up on YouTube, man. I love that video, too, man. It's a cool video, too, doggy.
Yeah.
Hey, right on. Thanks, baby. Thanks, man.
We're
going to
go ahead and play this track we have right here. You did an intro and outro, I believe, for Lordside Gangster. And we'll be back to talk about that.
Right. All good. I'm right here, girl. All good.
Let's go for a ride with Angel Baby. Pues, I'm gonna drum fly. Let's ride it. See more.
Let's cruise. La 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 la.
Hey, throw on mis recortes, mis cortos, my gang. Hey, God, no Simón, loca, I can't forget my shade. Throw on Angel Baby, and we're cruising all day. So cruise with me, baby, like Smokey would say. Today's gonna be a good day, like Ice Cube we pray. Just jump in the ride, feel the breeze, enjoy in the waves. Just having some fun in the sun every day, all day. Low riding, brown riding, hey, what can I say? Just bump the jam and let's cruise it, eh? The cruising low, we slowly drop the top so everyone can see me. It's me, Dominator, and the Lord Side G, vibing to the IEs. Big VIG, voice of the underground, doing it up for the homies. Can't forget my feet and my liners. I'm thinking about you too while I'm hanging out my window, trying to get a flick out of me and you.
Yeah.
Brown gangsta music, we bump it and use it. See more near my ride, bumping at all times and ain't gonna lose. So just cruise through your town and just bump it.
Let's cruise with Angel Baby.
Come on and ride with me,
jamming out, Angel Baby, cause ain't no stopping us, say. So let's pump this jam and let's cruise it, eh?
Yeah, Lordside Gang nice. Right there, and that was Angel Baby right there. So, hey, you know, I love that. I like all of Lordside Gangster's music. I'm a big fan of Christian hip-hop, Latin hip-hop, whatever, you know. I like MC Boulevard, you know what I'm saying? MC Magic, then you know, a really nice Christian track, and we're actually going to play that a little bit later. But, how did you get connected to Mr. Lordside Gangster?
Let's see. A few years ago, one of my listeners actually hit me up with his music, and when I first heard his Lordside Gangster song, I was like, damn, that's a jammy, you know, and then you know, me and him started chopping it up. I heard some more of his music, I dug it, you know, I just started spinning a little bit for him, and then he actually invited me out there when we did that. We did a video shoot for that song on YouTube. And they have another radio station out there. He invited me to be a guest out there, and we went and shot the video. And, you know, me and Lordside.
When you say out there, where's that?
Well, we were in Santa Barbara. We're out in Santa Barbara. Yeah, so I took a ride. We took a ride out to Santa Barbara. We shot the video out there. There's another radio station out there that they asked me to be a guest on. So I went out there, spent the weekend out there, had a great time. The gente was feeding me out there. Lordside, man, really good people. He came down and rocked our food drive, our Turkey Jam food drive also, and we've also had him come perform at our Aslan Music Festival too. Yeah, that guy gets down.
That's right. Very, very, very positive music right there.
Yeah, more in KC.
So you've done a lot of traveling, right?
I get around. I get around like Tupac. I get around,
yeah.
You know.
Okay. Right. So. You don't have your private jet yet, but we're working on it, right?
We're working on it, yeah, pretty much.
Right.
We've got a private bike right now.
Exactly.
Well, that's what I got.
Oh, you?
Yes. I know that you kind of wanted to mention something to Mr. Rodriguez. You want to go ahead and talk about that right now?
Are we talking about, hey, Angel, back in your days growing up, and he used to listen to the radio, and he said, gee, I like that guy, and I want to be like that guy. What DJ that influenced you when you decided to become a DJ? Did you just want to do it? Did they influence you?
Huggy Boy. Huggy Boy, Doug.
Yes.
Oh, Huggy Boy.
Huggy Boy, yeah.
Here's 101 right? Back in the day, man.
big Huggy Boy fan, man. Big Huggy Boy back in the days, man. PRLA, XPRS, back when it was all AM. You know?
Right.
Huggy Boy, man. I love this style. I love this style, and I like the way he played around the radio with the music and the peoples, man. I just dug it, man. And you know, that really,
he's
you know,
like an old school DJ.
Out, yeah, yeah.
You know, like,
sometimes
like,
I always check
day,
out some of this
like,
stuff on YouTube.
Yeah.
Right. What neighborhood did you grow up in? And you grew up in the Southern California area, correct?
Yeah. I grew up in Bassett, right there in the City of Industry.
Wow. Okay. So I can't
okay.
Say dial on this show, right? No, I'm just kidding. Bassett. Okay. So you moved out of the neighborhood. I mean, were you gang affiliated or anything like that? Was it? Growing up in that type of audio, was there? Were you influenced at all as far as going the other way?
Oh yeah, I did a year in the county. I did a year in the county, and then when I came home, that's when my people had moved out here to the Indian Empire. And when I came home, I still stood out there for a while, and then you know I finally had to come find home. So I came out to Riverside where my parents was already got the pad out here. They moved when I say we, because me and my brother we both got caught in the same case. And yeah, it's a crazy part of my life there. But it was all for it's all part of his plan too. It's too true,
sure,
you know what
sure.
I mean? So
right,
so,
right. You know,
yeah,
go ahead. Sorry.
So, yeah, so when I came out here, you know, I was actually gonna move back towards Los, but I found out the rent was way cheaper out here, eh? So I stood out this way.
Oh yeah.
God's plan.
Right?
God's plan.
Right. right. You know, on that note, I want to, you know, bring up something you and I kind of touched down on earlier today. You know, we were talking about how. You know, everything that we are, you know what, my bad. That was our special guest artist that we're going to have on tomorrow. So, but on that note, it's still the same note. You know, myself and that this special artist that we're going to have on tomorrow, which to all you listeners, you guys are going to want to tune in. He was saying, you know, he's about, you know, a little bit, you know, in our category as far as age, Mr. Rodriguez, but you know, he's been down that road, también, you know, all the lights on him, you know, living that party life, living, you know, this and that. But, you know, he's at a different, a whole another chapter in his life. And, you know, he was saying something about that everything bad that he's been through in his life is all working out for the good now, you know. And,
right.
You know, that's something a little bit about what you're talking about. Do you have any feedback on that?
Well, that's exactly it right there. You know, I'm in to this day and through all these 20 years I've been down here, I'm in a lot of positions where what I do helps me help somebody else out. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Right.
Makes sense.
Right. And that's about,
yeah,
most definitely.
How was your time in jail, man? Did you say you did a year in county? You're out there in L.A.
Yeah.
County?
We're in Wayside, yeah, Wayside Supermax.
Ooh, Wayside. Okay. That's where I heard, man, a lot of those county jails in L.A., man, are worse than the prison. They're going to prison. There's people in there talking about, I'd rather go to prison.
Was that basically like your wake-up call, Angel?
Yeah. You know, when I was getting released, I, you know, after being down there, man, it's just like, you know, you don't feel you're gonna get cut loose until you actually sit your feet out of sight of, you know, and
mm-hmm.
and I from then on I told myself, you know, I don't want to go back unless I really really have to.
Sure. Well, you know, and unfortunately myself, you know, I didn't learn that lesson until my last term, and you know, like I said, unfortunately, you know, I've been about 22 years in and out, and but back in the day, I'm not even kidding. When you were, you know, when you first started with Aslan at 88.3, I'm not even kidding. We would be in the finta, and we'd have one of the homegirls would be on her bunk over there holding me whatever we made for an antenna just to get that Angel Baby. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
right. We were sick with it. And
you were part of my captive audience. Yeah, that's my captive audience.
Hey, you used to have a show on Friday night too, didn't you? Back in the day,
yeah, well, same,
like Friday
same,
night,
same
well,
one.
At midnight.
Yeah, same one.
Yeah, same one. Okay.
Yeah,
because I ain't in that area no more, so I you know, but I gotta check it out online. I forget, man. I got access to everything out there now.
Yeah, you can get it online now, man. You can get it online.
Right.
Yeah. And you know what? Whenever I jump on the airways, as soon as I'm jumping on the airways, I always throw a shout out to my captive audience, and I don't just say to the homies, I say to the homegirls también that are
that's
the
right.
ones that are locked up, you know, because I know a lot of these are out there tuned in, and I appreciate the ear myself, you know, all good.
Most definitely.
Yes, sir.
Brucha, tell us a little bit about Brucha.
Oh, that song?
Yes.
The song Trucha, we did that for this car club called Trucha Car Club. You know, they're really good friends of mine. They had approached me. They wanted a theme song. That's my boy Boo Brown right there on the track. He's still making music. He's got his group called OTG right now. And you know what we did is we went down there, asked them what's their favorite oldie. Got a few pointers about what car club, you know, what they felt their car club meaning was, and my boy sat down, wrote it, boom, boom. You know, I jumped on the intro and the outro. You know, back then I was doing my television shows. I had access to the cameras and directors and whatnot, so we went and got that video. Came out really nice. Everything was really smooth. A good time.
Great. Awesome.
Yeah, that was good stuff.
How long ago was this?
Jeez, that one, Tusha song, probably about a good six, seven years ago, probably. About 6-7 years ago.
Okay. Well, we're going to go ahead, take a quick break, listen to it, and we'll be right back with Mr. Angel Baby.
All good.
Versatile Radio. With Eric Bush. Carlos Trejos, and Mary Fisher. Your favorite internet radio host. From coast to coast.
Angel Baby right here. What you TNN Studio? Angel Baby from the Rallywise Line FM 88.3.
The bomb Rallywise.
Check it out, into what I got coming up for you right here. What you got coming up? Little something we're putting together for the homies from my
Thrusha.
Early in Thrusha Car Club. Got my homie One Shot.
One Shot.
Got Boo Brown.
Early Boo Brown.
Got Drac fixing up the beat.
Early TNN.
Yo, Drac, man. Oh, we take them back with one of them little old.
Yeah, one of them feeling old.
Oh, man, take them back to something old, homeboy. Can't keep a good man down, man, like that.
Through shot, bouncing like I lose shot. It's all about respect to my family and my God. Through shot, yeah, tell my God knowledge. Through shot, yeah, homie, I'm a solid. Through shot, I'm a low rider. Paint job tighter, yeah, I'm a brown rider. Through shot, and I ain't worried about nada. Through shot. Yeah, that's my palabra. Can't keep a low rider down, just raise it up a few inches from the ground, then drop it back down. The homies from through shot, stay ground, rolling from down to down. Riding with respect, cause homies be the last ones left. Bloody low riding OGs, still in the wrong. Jamming some OGs, riding on chrome or gold, with the custom mode and the black in the battery. Through shot, PNG auto, fixing up my caro. A silver click and parlor, I call it Silverado. Gabacho, see me. A bottle, but to my head then, yeah, I'm a roll model. Shot, bouncing my shot, new shot. It's all about respect to my family and my God. Through shot, yeah, tell my God knowledge. Through shot, yeah, homie, I'm solid. Through shot, I'm a low rider. Paint job tighter, yeah, I'm a brown rider. Through shot, and I ain't rolling down nada. Through shot, yeah, that's my palabra.
You bury me, put me in the ground. Till I heard the oldies, I was down, bumping down ground. All the crowd complains, they ain't ever loud. You wonder why we proud. This is for my family and the man up above. Showing some love, puffing on the blunt. Remember days of past when we used to just kick it and cruise. We used to get in trouble for the beats we threw. I'm with you no matter all the things that you do. Let's take it to the liquor store for some more proof. So many hymens when they see me and my sister bump. They wanna know what's up for boo round and one shot. I'll let you reminisce. I got a little box with a switch. It makes my car just as a dip. Bringing back the love that we used to have. Stopping all the killing, man, it's time to ask. Will I pass or will I fail? Sitting all alone in the jail cell. Guess I went to hell. But there's a brighter day. I pray for you and hope you hear me say. Just come with me and I'll show you the way. It's all for good. And if I could reach it, then I would. But I'm just like you, misunderstood.
Through shot. Bouncing my car, through shot. It's all about respect to my family. Tell my God knowledge. Through shot, yeah, homie, through solid. Through shot, I'm a low rider. Paint job tighter, yeah, I'm a brown rider. Through shot, and I ain't rolling about nada. Through shot, yeah, that's my palabra. Through shot, low riding in the alley. From the IE all the way to the valley. Better yet, all over Cali. Shall we hit the car show scene? Looking clean, in the young homies drifting right supreme. At this car show thing, just ask Johnny. I've been Paula, rolling around looking like a baller in the 1940 Chevy fleet line. Rolling with the homies, you always have a good time. Dealing with the life of crime, trying to do it in time. So I hook my homies up with a little rhyme. And I know, baby, I was the last one on your list. But you can't keep a good bottle down. So I hit the switches, raising up from the ground. Through shot, bouncing my shot, through shot.
shots, all about respect to my family and my hometown. True shot, yeah, tell my God I'm not a true shot. Yeah, homie, I'm a solid, true shot. I'm a low rider, paint job tighter, yeah, I'm a brown rider. True shot, and I ain't worried about nada. True shot, yeah, that's my palabra.
Right into your neighborhood, I've learned a little respect. I'm a little brown, the homie Paul in the 67 and finally, get a blue pill, really got a 68 and finally, boy, it's your heart. The homie Joe, drag one down about 63, can't feel it, can't forget about Gus.
You got me over here all smiles and elbows up side to side, eh?
Again, all smiles. Oh. Check it out, Angel Baby. We got a, you know, I call her my sister, Miss Mama Lassie. She's unfortunately, you know, she's been sick, so her voice is not too well. She's got something with laryngitis, so we're gonna go ahead and sympathize with that. And she just basically, you know, wants to come in, show some love. And you know that she's part of our family here at Versatile Radio. Mama Lassie, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, listen to her.
That's my good friend. What's up, Mama Lassie? How you doing, baby?
Hey, doing good. Just trying to get over this sickness.
I'm sure. Take it slow, man. Take it slow.
Yeah. You know, I basically want to, you know, me personally and encourage Mama Lassie. You know, she's got a whole lot of heart for radio and what she does in the underground hip hop scene. You know, I never want to give her, I never want to see her give up. I'm never going to let her give up. She already knows that, you know, and, you know, like I said earlier, Mr. Angel Baby, you're a mentor to all of us, you know.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Yes, you are. Right. So, you know, I know that, you know, she's struggling a little bit, you know, and so, you know, let's kind of just encourage her a little bit. And Mama Lassie, thank you for calling in, Mama. You know, we're praying for you, hoping you're going to get better right here at Versatile Radio. You know, like I said, if you need anything, I'm right there.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
Hey, Mama Lassie.
Mama Lassie, get better.
Yeah, Mama Lefty, love you, girl. I'm gonna say some prayers and también. I got your number. I'll drop you a buzz. Let me, you know, I'll do what I can to help también. We gotta keep you moving. The more of us that are doing radio programs and shows like you guys right there, the more better it is. The more help we could keep exposing our music, our culture, and the positivity. También, the positivity, también, you know, because the outside always just looks at us as we're negative, you know what I mean?
Right.
But
right.
There's a lot of positivity in all our gente, a lot of us trying to do a lot of good things here and there, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
Mama Lappy, baby, we need
family orientated.
That's right.
most definitely. Mama, I know that, you know, a lot of your listeners también listen to my show, a lot of my listeners listen to your show. And vice versa, along with We Can't Even Talk About Mr. Angel Baby Show. But I know you're kind of struggling right now as far as coming on air. Do you kind of want to, you know, state something about, you know, when we're going to get you back on or what exactly is going on? Because we're definitely not going to lose your listeners.
Right, right. Well, right now, it's just all about getting me better again. I always find a way to stay on the air. I always find a way to keep on trucking, you know. Right now, it's just about getting myself, you know, well and being able to come back on the air again. And then hopefully by next week, I'll have it down packed.
Yes, that's right. Most definitely. You know, although here at Versatile Radio, we don't do a whole lot of underground music, you know, Latin hip hop or whatever. But you know, I call Mama Laffy Show. That's my sister show. And you know, for any of you listeners that have anything that are my friend and not Mama Laffy's friend. On any of the social networks, you're more than welcome to get at me. I refer them to her. She's a beautiful woman. She loves the music. She's got passion for it, and she's all about you guys. Just like Angel Baby was, she's got a lot of passion. And yeah, you know, we are females, but check it out, we're doing the damn thing, right, Mama Left?
Right.
That's what's up.
Right. All right. So thank you once again, you know, for calling in, Mama Laffy. We're going to go ahead and leave you, you know, in the chat room. To all our listeners, our chat room is open. We got a few people in there right now. You can always, everybody already knows, you can, you know, hear this episode as a podcast in the archives. You can find us on iTunes, quite a few different actual websites that you're going to go ahead and be able to listen to this as a podcast. And but if you're listening live now, like I said, chat room is open. Our phone lines are open at 347-215-7698. And Mr. Angel Baby is giving us the honor of you know, donating his time to Versatile Radio this evening. So we got about 30 minutes left of the show. If you guys, anybody want to, you know, comment, talk to him and that. And you know, we're here. We're here for you guys. Carlos, anybody, Mama
Lassie,
anything you guys
want to
say?
Angel Baby, keep up the good work. I'm listening to you. I don't go on the Facebook hardly anymore, but I'm listening and I'm putting you out there. Everybody loves you, Angel Baby.
Hey, I appreciate that. And I got you, man. I got you también. When you're ready to get back in the airways, let me know so I can put the word out también on Radio Aztlán and through all my social medias también, so we could make sure we get you. We need you, all right?
For sure.
The gente needs you. We need you, girl.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Angel, Angel, I had a question for you, man.
What's of all time?
This is Carlos, by the way. What's your favorite oldie of all time, man? That oldie that always, you know, gets you going, that, you know, just catches your ear.
Man, I have so many, bro. Because I love the music so much, man. And I always like a jam will come on and I'll be like, that's my favorite jammy. But then another one will come on, that's another one of my favorite jammies. I would say, Managed Boy is a bomb jammy. Managed Boy,
that's right.
Okay.
We're gonna take a quick break. This song that I'm gonna play right now is going out to Angel Baby and Mama Laffy and myself. We'll be right back.
All right, all good.
Hey, OG, could you tell me how to find some good weed? I need it for me, oh, so bad. That last bag was the best weed I ever had. So deep, I can't even seem to feel my feet. Girl, so fine, I can't help it, got to make this one mine. I hit him with my gang, the lean.
was changed, but the music keeps remaining the same. I hit them with the music from the slave. Oh my goodness, what my ancestors gave. I don't want you to think I don't know. They taught me how to reach deep down and touch the soul. Without my music, where would I be? You taught me how to cry and still remain a G. You keep a lot of soldiers at ease. And together, the next level we'll see. My music and me. And me. And me go together, perfect harmony, soft and mellow, or so hard it'll make your speakers explode. Stay with me, and together we will live out the dream of music and me.
G-Funk right there. See, more.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to take this opportunity right now to give a very special shout-out to my homeboy, my righteous homeboy, Mr. Julian Garcia. You know, that he's more than a homeboy to me. That's like a brother to me, you know what I mean? You know, I just want to shout-out to him and you know, show a whole lot of love for him, to him. You know, he's always been there for me. And, you know, through thick and thin, that's a righteous homeboy right there. And you don't find them often these days, you know.
Right.
I also, you know, there's actually somebody out there, you know, that's a very big fan of yours, Mr. Angel Rodriguez. And I don't know if you remember me mentioning it earlier this evening.
Remind me.
Yeah. She's from Redlands. Her name is Rachel, and she's actually our other co-host mother. She, you know, she can't miss any one of your shows. And,
Rachel,
you know, Morgan,
I know.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. So, you know, just, you know, I know, Miss Angel, maybe, you know, go ahead and, you know, show a little bit of love to her. You know, I know she's listening or whatever, you know. They got a lot of kids in the house over there. So, but, you know, anybody and everybody, you know, that's listening, whether you're, you know, a fan of Versatile Radio, Mr. Angel Baby, the Mama Laffy Show, any of the freestyle shows, you know, Versatile Radio is very well connected to the freestyle scene over there on the East Coast. I just want to show a whole lot of love to you guys out there. You guys just hold on, hang on tight, you know, Versatile Radio right here and the crew, Mr. Carlos Trejos and Eric Bush. Mm-hmm. There's no Versatile Radio without them. I just want to, you know, thank you guys for hanging tough with me and, you know, for helping me and pushing me to
we got you, Mary.
Yeah. I
like what you guys got going on right here. I'm really digging what you guys got going on right here.
Thank you very much. We're actually going to have our 1 year anniversary, and the end of
May.
April.
That was in May, right?
Well, actually, Versatile Radio actually started May 3rd. I came out of Brown Star Radio, which was a northern station internet radio, into Versatile Radio. So our anniversary is at the beginning of May. So we're trying to get some things together for that. And
let me know. Yeah, I'd like to come on down. I'd like to come on down, kick it, hang out, and help you guys celebrate your first year. That'd be sweet.
For sure. Well,
Angel, baby, man. I wanted to say, man, I used to listen to your station, to your show, man, back when you were on 991, because you used to be on in from like 3 to like right before Art LeBeau on Sundays,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, three to six.
I used to be barbecuing, man, and I would be listening to you. You know, I'd call in sometimes, man. I'd be like, yeah, I'm here with the homies barbecuing, say what's up, you know, and it was cool. you take the calls, man, and yeah, that's what's up right there, man.
You know, your show, not to interrupt you right quick, but, before I forget this thought, your show, Angel Baby, I haven't seen people, homegirls, homeboys, girlfriends, boyfriends, whatever, stick with it like worse than an addiction that they had to listen to your show. To your show. I'm not even kidding. You know what I'm saying? Just stick with it. Just addicted to the Angel Baby show. And I love it. I just love it, you know. And here you are right here at Versatile Radio.
Hey, when we were doing Sunday afternoons, I was with 99.1 for about 5 years, and when we were doing Sunday afternoons, man, we kicked it up really hard, you know.
Yeah. Yep. Hey, man. Right, yes. Every Sunday, dude, I'd be listening to that, man. Be barbecuing, you know, drinking some beers, kicking with the homies, man. It was just perfect. It was just part of it. Couldn't do it without you. You know what I mean?
Hey, I love setting the mood for you guys, man. And I do have plans on if I could get me another commercial spot, man. I know a lot of people. I have a lot of friends in the industry. That door hasn't opened up yet again for me. But the man up above is ready. We're going to rock another Sunday afternoon. It's all good.
Right.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yes, sir. Mr. Doozit Man, is there anything you want to say, Shy Boy?
Well, yeah, Andrew, baby, what you got coming up, something that you got something happening other than something big happening?
Well, I got a lot of things. Let me run it down. Let me take the opportunity right here if you guys don't mind. You know what?
Now go for it.
Wait,
yeah,
let me stop you right there.
By all means.
In the meantime, Mr. Trejos is going to get your favorite oldie uploaded so we can go ahead and kick that in right after you go ahead and make these announcements.
Sweet. Yeah, well, we got next Saturday. We'll be at the Vibe. Doors open at 8 o'clock. Only a $5 cover right there. Live band, DJ, we're going to rock the spot, celebrating some birthdays up in there, celebrating baby girl's birthday, Mama Loca's birthday, and another good friend of mine, Lisa, one of my Halo girls, celebrating their birthday. It's going to be nice. On the 22nd of this month, we're going to head on out to Portugal, a beautiful Portugal out there with the doo-wop legends, the medallions, you know, the ones that sing The Letter and Magic Mountain. We're going to be out there in Portugal on the 22nd.
Okay.
Yeah, that's going to be sweet, man. I love working with these legends, man. It's sweet. It's an honor for me to be introducing these guys on stage and stuff, man, to myself. So we'll be out in Portugal on the 22nd. On the 29th, we'll be back here in Corona. We'll be at the Marquee 15, the M15 in Corona with the Latin legends, Tierra. Got a nice show going on with Tierra and the BB Wolf Band. Yep.
Right.
That's the 29th.
Right,
man, we'll be right here. And then on the 30th, I'll be out in Orange County. I'll be out in OC with Old Style Car Club and my buddy Eddie Knapsack for the Youth Build Network Project. It's helping the youth out there. They got a program that help get the kids some job training skills and help get them into jobs, help them get ready for life. You know what I mean?
For the future.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, so I'll be out in OC on the 30th. And, I put all this stuff up on my Facebook, Twitter, Instagram also.
Well,
so if you guys want some more info, You hit it on up.
Hey, you got too many friends. Hey, baby, I try to send your friend one, but told me you got too many.
Yeah, he's maxed out on his friends. So what we're going to do, Mr. Angel Baby, myself, I'm going to help you go ahead and create another page so we can get, you know,
for
that.
You know, hey, you can add me, Angel Baby.
I got another page. I got my official, it's facebook.com/theofficial Angel Baby page, and that's like the fan page right there. You can hit the like button for me there, you know?
Okay. And you guys be looking out for any of these, you know, these links. I'm going to go ahead and have him tag me in them or send them to me so we can start promoting them on Versatile Radio page, Don't Stop the Music page, and my page. We also have
good. I appreciate
protection
that.
Page. Yes, no problem. So, you know, he's going to be looking out for the links. Also, he's going to be at the Vibe this weekend where the Versatile Radio crew, some of us will be there also, along with, you know, some of my homegirls and my homeboys from the city of Moreno Valley, Edgemont. We're going to be right there. Right there with Mr. Angel Baby. And you know what? I'm going to go ahead and put my co-host on blast, okay, because right now all three of us were trying to figure out and remember, but this is how much weed we smoked back in our days, okay? we were trying to remember what your favorite oldie was, and none of us could.
I got a lot of them by that. The one that I mentioned, Manish Boy.
We'll be right back. Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and play this set, and then we'll take you out with Manish Boy and Angel Baby. Thank you guys for joining us.
All right.
Our
radio.
Gracias, Angel Baby.
Cool.
What does she have that I don't have? Tell me why. Tell me why.
You're listening to Freestyle on Versatile Radio. Versatile Radio.
I just had to, you know, play a little bit of freestyle right up in here because, you know, I breathe, eat, and shit freestyle. You know what I'm saying? I'm a freestyle freestyle. You know, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All my love out there to everybody on the East Coast. And, you know,
I love it. I get down, baby.
You know what I'm saying? I know you
see
some CBD spring love, right?
See one. Some Debbie Deb, you know, some Debbie Deb. I had the pleasure of meeting Debbie Deb, Trenier, you know. Uh-huh. Bringing her on stage too. Dope, you know what I mean?
Yes, and on that note, you know, to all our listeners, if you can't see it, feel it, smell it, or taste it, there's big things coming up in collab with Mr. Angel Baby with Top Radio, the East Coast Freestyle, Latin hip-hop. You guys just hang on tight, you know what I'm saying? Let God's will be done. And once again, we do thank you, Mr. Angel Otto Rodriguez. I am definitely going to see you on Saturday night. Cool. You know, I'm going to go ahead and let you take care of the drinks for me. And
I like the way you slid that in.
We also want to mention.
I got you. We'll take a shot, Mary.
You
gotta take a shot for me too, man.
Only one. We'll take a few, baby. We'll take a few. All right.
Only one bottle.
Because you know that's my thing right there. You know, I could see clearly now. Anyways, listen, we got a good show coming up tomorrow night. We have Mr. Ronnie Ramos. Everybody knows him as EC Diabolic Records.
You got my homie. That's my homie right there, the Gangster EC.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
And he is listening, so a whole lot of love to Mr. Gangster EZ. Nothing but a professional, all about the businessman right there, very good man.
That's right.
Let me tell you
real quick, Mary. Years ago when EC just came home from one of his vacations there, you know, when he came home, he hit me up, got in touch with me, and I brought him into Radio Aslan, did a nice little interview with him, played some of his new music he was doing and some of the stuff he was doing, helping the kids out too, helping the youth out, getting their recordings done. Gangster EC, got some dope music, good gente.
Yes, so. And let us all be united right here in the big Riva, Belltown right here in Riverside.
Yeah.
All this happened in God's timing. Here we are. Here we stand. Tomorrow night we will have EC, Gangster EC, Diabolic Records with us, along with a very special guest
artist.
All you guys love. It's a surprise. So, you guys.
You mean I can't tell them? I can't tell them right now?
You cannot tell me. I'm so sorry. You cannot tell me. That's the rules right there, okay? For anybody and everybody that is either a new and upcoming or underground Latin hip-hop or hip-hop artist, you are definitely going to want to tune in to the show.
Yep.
Not only because we have the Mr. Talented Gangster EC, but this man... I would call him the king of Latin hip hop. So you guys are going to want to.
He's a legend, definitely a legend.
Right.
I used to bump his music too back when I first started doing a Chicano hip hop show on Aslan Radio, like way back in the days before anybody else was doing Chicano hip hop on a commercial radio. I started a show that I was doing on Radio Aslan. After my oldies, I would do an hour Chicano hip hop. The artist you guys got there tomorrow, I used to bump some of his stuff right there too, man. It's really, feeding me. It's gonna be nice.
Yes, he is. And not only good gente, but very talented. He's come a long way. He's got a whole lot to say to you all out there, all you underground artists, all you hip hop artists that are trying to make it. You guys are definitely gonna want to tune in. You heard it from Mr. Angel Baby himself. And all of us, like I said, you know, if you are a dedicated Versatile Radio listener, we'll see you there. You guys are going to be able to speak with him in the chat room and possibly live on the air. We'll see how it goes. And, that's basically all for tonight. We're going to go ahead and let Michael, first we're going to start off with Angel Baby. Any shout-outs?
everybody out there, man, all of you out there tuned in, God, all the love, all the time, and all the years, and we're going to keep on keeping on. Simon. Rachel,
cool.
Love you, girl. Simon.
Yeah.
Yeah, the homie Julio that with Royal Fantasies that hooked us up, too. Gracias for hooking us up right here. I really like what you guys got going on, man. The Versatile Radio family right there. All good.
Thank you for joining us, man. It's very humbling to have you on, man. It's, you're a legend, dude, you know?
Right.
Yes, you are.
I want to be in the studio with you one time.
You know,
there we go.
Over. You definitely are going to come over right here to my house, where Mary Fisher is stationed at, where I do have a house/room mini studio. We're going to definitely do something. We'll talk about that on Saturday night. And, you know, once again, we thank you. It's our honor. You know, even my parents used to listen to you, my jefito, you know what I mean? You know, it's just the underground oldies, you know, my jefito and my jefita, they're both from Norwalk. You know, you know, they were doing that thing too, trying to tune into 88.3 when you first started, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, most definitely.
Well, thank you guys there, man. Thank you guys there. I appreciate being on the air with you guys too, man. And your guys' radio show, I'm digging it. Smooth.
Right on.
Thank you.
Yes, we're definitely looking forward to working with you and in the future. And you know, one of our big slogans right here is don't hate, collaborate. You know, it's unification in the music worldwide is what we do right here at Versatile Radio. You know, we never promote any kind of negativity. Tonight, you know, we were actually honored to have you on. Normally, this is Real Talk Tuesday. This is Mr. Carlos Trejo's show, which we call Real Talk Tuesday at Versatile Radio. We had the realest talk with Mr. Angel Baby right here, the legend himself. I want to say, you know, the Southern California legend, the biggest legend in underground and, you know, mainstream radio, Mr. Angel Baby, Angel Rodriguez right here. Carlos and Eric, anything you guys want to say before we go ahead and play this Manage Boy right here, which is the jam?
Thank you, Angel. Thank you, Angel Baby. Thanks, Angel Baby. We hope to rap with you. I hope to see you Saturday. See you Saturday. Me and Mary will come on out. I'd like to say hey to moms, to all you Riverside listeners. I'd like to say hey, love you, Angela Pintor, out there in Havasu, California. And peace.
Yeah.
Do it, baby.
Everybody. Hey, I want to first of all thank you, Mr. Angel Baby, man, for joining us. And, you know, it was an honor to have you on. And I want to say what's up to everybody in Riverside, the Riverside, California love page, man. One love.
Worldwide. Coast to coast, rocking the planet right here at Versatile Radio. One love. Go ahead and hit that Manage Boy for Angel Baby.
I like that real quick. Don't hate, collaborate. I love that.
Yeah.
That's our big. That's our slogan right here, Versatile Radio. Hit it, Carlos.
That's what's up.
Yeah, we have some problems with the audio on that. We apologize, Mr. Rodriguez. What we're going to do for you is go ahead and straighten that out, and we will open up tomorrow night's show with Manage Boy. For now, good night, everybody.
Good night.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, though. Talk to you later.
God.
Don't stop. Don't stop. To the bank.
bring me my chapstick? But my lips hurt real bad.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you for joining us, everybody, right here at Versatile Radio. We actually have a live caller right now, Miss Adriana Zuniga. She actually joined us, you know, a few months ago on the show, calling live from the feds right now. We just, you know, kind of want to show a whole lot of love for her. Again, we thank you, Mr. Angel Baby, for joining us on tonight's show. Tomorrow night, once again, you guys are going to want to tune in for the legend we are going to have on Versatile Radio. Adriana, why don't you go ahead and do a couple shout-outs to your familia and your loved ones out there. What's that? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me okay? Hello? Hello?